out here at your farm, which, no simple way to put it, has been smashed in that hailstorm on Sunday. What have we got here? What have you got planted? Is there anything left?
At the moment we're on damage control. It's everything above ground has been destroyed. We've got some cabbages that have been pre-minced, and other than that, anything above the ground is pretty well no longer existent. So we're back to square one now.
And we're looking down at your what now empty beds. What was in here?
We had about probably around a ton of garlic coming out of the ground, and another paddock, 20,000 cabbages were on the way. A really successful market garden, combined veggies, kales, lettuces, a whole range. And yeah, there's not much left. It's past the point of salvage now.
I can still smell garlic in the air though.
it smells all right now. I think in a few days it'll go a bit funky. Yeah.
At what point did you realize that there wasn't going to be very little, if anything, left?
When the hail started, we were all pretty optimistic. We're like, oh, it's not too big, we'll be fine. And then the storm really ramped up, and then we knew before the storm had finished it was going to be disastrous.
So, how big were the hailstones?
Most of it was golf ball size, but we did find a couple a bit bigger, getting towards tennis ball, but yeah, around that kind of size. Yeah, pretty destructive, and the wind was coming in just so fierce. They were horizontal, so it's stripped everything. Soteria grass, weeds, there's just nothing left.
Okay, well, let's go look at this garlic crop that's coming out now.
Yeah, so it's a bit unfortunate. We had a really beautiful crop of Australian red garlic. It would have been ready in about 3 to 4 weeks, but as you can see there, the bulb hasn't quite developed, so it's not going to be sellable. And as green garlic, it's probably not going to work either. So unfortunately, that one's not going to be useful at us for us at all.
And how long have you both been farming?
Both of us probably around 3 to 4 years each. We had separate projects that we've started in other farms, and we've come together for this one in Lismore, and it's been going from strength to strength, really going well. Looking at buying half the property and expanding into a kind of larger business where we can employ people and help the community more, but this is going to set us back.
Okay, and so what can you estimate the loss to be at financially?
Hard to exactly calculate, but between 150, 200,000, lost in crops and vehicle damage, somewhere in that kind of range. The cabbage was our big crop that we were gonna break through with, but that's about 60, 70 grand down the toilet. And now the market garden, we were doing 15 to 200 a week out of that. So yeah, all up, it's quite significant.
Yeah, so where were you selling to?
Two markets in Lismore, the Tuesday organic market at the showgrounds and the Thursday produce market. And we do a little bit of wholesaling down to Sydney and stuff like that with our turmeric and a few other crops, but majority of it was local market produce.
How do you actually recover from that loss? You're estimating $150,000 to $200,000.
At the moment, we've started some crowdfunding. So if you head onto our Facebook at Red Earth Organics, the first page there will give you the link for our generosity site. So any contribution there will help us get back on our feet. And until then, we've made some pretty solid plans. We're going to make some sauerkraut with this, whatever we can, and then start planting and get back on our feet as quick as possible.
Kane Nichols.
The plan for the sauerkraut. You're looking at harvesting the rest of your cabbage tomorrow and turning into sauerkraut?
We're going to harvest some cabbages and get them in the cool room and then start the fermentation process probably by the end of the week. And we've got a local chef that's going to help us produce the sauerkraut, and we're going to hope to recover a bit of the loss that we had and resell it at our market stores, just to try to get the community involvement and collect some donations, but also give them something in return with it. And start a secondary value-added business to go along with the market garden that we can hopefully add to as time goes on.
Have you ever made sauerkraut before?
No, never experimented with it, never made anything like it before, but the lady that the chef that's helping us has, and so I think we're in good hands with her, and fingers crossed it turns out okay. I'm going to find a few jars of the professional stuff and call a couple of sauerkraut makers and find out what starter they use, and try to just copy the recipe basically.
But that's where a lot of your cabbage was actually ending up, wasn't it, in sauerkraut?
Yes, it was. Yeah, we were growing for a wholesaler, an agent that was for he was going to pass it on to a lot of sauerkraut companies and that for us. We did just get a call from one of our wholesalers that we send to down in Sydney, and he has informed us that he's got a processor that will take about 900 heads. So, you know, that'll help, and they're going to give us a decent price. So I guess at the moment every little bit counts, and because it's still good. It's still good for processing.
Okay, so how many heads do you have left?
We had 3,500 or just over that were probably a week to 2 weeks off being harvested. And they're the only ones that we're going to be able to salvage. The other 16,000 won't be able to be salvaged because they were just too small. There's not enough left of the head. So, yeah.
Are they them over there? Can we go?
Yeah, this is some of them here. There, yeah, you can.
Oh, the ground is so soft at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm sinking.
So these here are...
Perfect. Wow, they are ripped and smashed up, but savable, do you think?
These ones here look like they got hit a little bit worse than the other block, but yeah, they will be savable. We'll just have to cut the top of them off and pull all this out of sight off. And as you see on the inside, there's still some parts of it that are quite usable.
So yeah, that looks fine.
Yeah, that one's just tipped over on its side, so... cabbage is a pretty durable plant, and I think they're going to be mincing it anyway. I know we will be mincing it with our sauerkraut. So, and next to us here, that was a whole roll of silver beet.
Wow, that is all the tops, top stalks gone.
Yeah, everything just minced. There's a few little baby leaves on the inside there, but I'm pretty sure everything will just be, hoed back in and refurted and ready to go again.
And those crops over there?
Further up, we've got the taller stalks you see, that's the kale.
Yeah.
They were completely stripped. If you looked up here on Saturday, it just would have been lush shades of green and vegetation, because it was we had five or six rotations of kale, silver beet, broccoli, cauliflower, beetroots, herbs, chilies and all of that going up the farm.
So how much sauerkraut do you reckon you'll be producing?
We aim to make anywhere between 1,000 and 2,000 1-litre jars, which we will be able to... We're not sure what we're going to be calling it or branding it or anything yet, but it'll have some association with it, our Red Earth Organics name. So, yeah, if we can get that much, I think we'll be pretty happy with that. It'll be a little bit of a buffer over the next 3 to 6 months as we start to sell it. So.
Well, Kane, you are both sounding pretty optimistic. I'm sure it's been a tough few days.
Yeah, it certainly has. Thank you, Kim. We've had a lot of support from the people within the community and friends that have rallied around us and giving us ideas, because we were a bit distraught and wanted to... Yeah, well, we didn't know where to start. But with a few stable hands and words of encouragement, we've now come up with a few good ideas to put us back on the right path.